today, as we look into the book of Revelations, it's a little different picture than last week. Last week, I told you I was challenged to find an image of the throne room of heaven with all that was going on there. And this week, as we begin to look at the four horsemen of the apocalypse, probably doesn't surprise you too much that when I look for an image of these four horsemen, there was a lot more to choose from. So I wrote this message for February 6th of 2022. It's entitled The Seven Seals. It's part one. And we're starting in the book of Revelations at chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. My outline, the seven seals. Excuse me. Number one, the first of the seven seals. Number two, the second of the seven seals. And number three, the third of the seven seals. Probably doesn't surprise you that point four is the fourth of the seven seals. So we'll look at the first four of the seven seals in the book of Revelations today. The stage is set. God's grand drama is being revealed in heaven. In Revelation chapter 5, Christ was the one who received the scroll from his Father, and this scroll was sealed with seven seals, and Christ is the only one who has the authority to open each one of these seven seals. Then, when we get into chapter 6, it'll shift to earth. So today we'll look at what's going on in heaven, and later we'll look at the effects of it on earth. There's effects to each one of the openings of the seal. This opening and unrolling of the scroll is the beginning of God's wrath and judgment on sinful mankind. It's the start of this judgment. God is in the process of taking back his creation from Satan. So our text in Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 to 8, goes like this. As I watched, the Lamb broke open the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice that sounded like thunder, "Come." I looked, and there in front of me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow in his hand, and he was given a crown, and he rode out like a hero on his way to victory. The Lamb broke open the second seal. Then I heard a second living creature say, "Come." Another horse came out. It was flaming red. Its rider was given power to take the peace from the earth and make the people kill each other. He was given a large sword. The Lamb broke open the third seal. Then I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and in front of me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Next, I heard what sounded like a voice coming from the four living creatures. It said, "A quart of wheat for a day's pay, 3 quarts of barley for a day's pay, but don't spoil the oil and the wine." Lamb broke open the fourth seal. Then I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there in front of me was a pale horse. Its rider's name was Death. Following close behind him was Hell. They were given power over a fourth of the earth. They were given power to kill people with the sword, hunger, and sickness. And they could also use the earth's wild animals to kill. That's the end of our reading for today. The Lamb, Jesus Christ, is the only one who is worthy to open each one of these seals one by one. John's vision of God writes a dramatic effect into breaking each one of these seals. As Christ breaks each one of these seals of this scroll, there's a demonstration of God's judgment on earth. This is what we call the future tribulation period. That's what people have named it, the future tribulation period. These seven seal judgments include the judgment all the way up to the end. So we see today the first of the four seven seals. These seven seals contain the seven trumpets, and the seven trumpets contain the seven bowls. So, as we look at each one of these seals that is broken, there are effects in heaven. You see the horses riding, but it also will contain the seven trumpets and the seven bowls that are poured out. So each one of these four riders will have effects later with trumpets and bowls. It seems like a good idea to look at these first four seals as the first half of the tribulation. And obviously, because there are so many images of the four horses of the apocalypse, that's what other authors have thought also. So, that's the end of my introduction. Now let's look at the seven seals. First of the seven seals, the four living creatures as servants of God are involved in these actions. The white horse of conquest. So A on your outline, the white horse of conquest. And your blanks are white horse. This horse and rider represent an unparalleled time of peace for the world. So when the white horse and his rider go out, there is peace on earth that is unparalleled in time preceding it. This will be a false and a short-lived peace. This peace will include a series of false messiahs, and they climax in the coming of the Antichrist. So later in Revelations, when we look at all the different messiahs and the coming of the Antichrist, this all takes place within this white horse rider's period. Complete peace will only come when Christ returns. This picture in Revelation of the coming persecutions and natural disasters is gloomy, but ultimately it could be cause for great joy, because we see the end is near and Christ is coming soon. When believers see these things happening, we will know that their Messiah is coming soon. They can look forward to his reign of justice and peace. Rather than being terrified by what's happening in our world, we could be confident waiting Christ's return to bring justice and restoration to his people. B on your outline. White also symbolizes purity and victory. So your two blanks are purity and victory. That's what white symbolizes. Angels of God act like assistants of God, and many are involved in events in the world history. The perspective, or our perspective from earth, is always incomplete, like we read in the book of Job. Job only saw one side of what was going on, but later, when he penned the book, he was able to author the background data of what had happened in heaven before things happened on earth in his life with the different things. C on your outline. The bow and crown are given the rider. So bow, crown, and rider are your three blanks. Now the bow is a symbol of war. But there are no arrows. This implies that his victory is a bloodless one. This peace will most likely be won through agreements and contracts, not by war. So negotiation will cause this temporary peace that is unprecedented. The crown the rider receives is a kind of laurel wreath that is awarded to winning athletes at that period of time. This period of time will end with, it was given to him, meaning the Antichrist is elected by the world's people. So the end of this white horse rider's period will be the Antichrist being elected as a leader of the whole earth. The Antichrist will conquer the earth in a bloodless coup. People will be so deceived that they will elect him as their worldwide leader. So, our outline, the seven seals, we looked at the first of them. Now let's look at the second of the seven seals. Jesus told us these things would happen. This is not a surprise to believers. There's a section of scripture in Matthew 24 that's entitled The Signs of the End of the Age. And I'm going to read to you Matthew 24, verses 3 to 8. Excuse me. Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives. There the disciples came to him in private. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming? What will be the sign of the end? Jesus answered, keep watch. Be careful, no one fools you. Many will come in my name. They will claim to be the Christ. They will fool many people. You will hear about wars, and you will hear about people taking about future wars, but don't be alarmed. These things must happen, but the end isn't here. Nation will fight against nation. Kingdom will fight against kingdom. People will go hungry. There will be earthquakes in many places. All these are the beginning of the birth pains. That's the end. So Jesus starts out with saying there will be many people who will come and claim to be him, and many will be deceived, and the climax of that is the Antichrist. So A on your outline, the red horse of slaughter. Red slaughter are your two blanks, the red horse of slaughter. This is a blood red color of the horse. This color tells us of great holocaust of war. B on your outline, the fiery red symbolizes the fire and the blood of God's judgment. Your blank is judgment. So the red symbolizes the blood of God's judgment. God will give his horse and rider the power to create worldwide war. But as horrible as this judgment is, it's only the birth pains of the beginning of God's wrath. It's only the start of how bad it's going to get. In this time period, great violence and slaughter of many will become a commonplace event. The writer was given a large sword, but it's not a long sword, but a shorter sword easily used by assassins. This is a type of sword carried by a soldier into battle for close combat. So when things got tight, they would use this sword. All this adds up to a time of assassinations and revolts and worldwide wholesale slaughter. But there are still worse times to come. God's judgment is not complete. God is so merciful in his love that there's still time. He is giving people an opportunity to turn to him before he brings his final judgment. So, we looked at the first of the seven seals, the second. Now let's look at the third of the seven seals on your outline. A on your outline, the black horse of famine. The worldwide war will destroy food supplies and cause its supply chain to break down. We see in our world that just a plague of COVID-19 can break down the complex supply chain. This worldwide famine will be a result of this war. B on your outline, black symbolizes famine. A global war creates a global hunger. It's just natural. John looked, and there in front of him was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. One of the pictures that I chose for us to look at in my PowerPoint has a good depiction of the black rider with the scale in his hand. This scale was a common measuring device. It had two trays from each end of the balance. You may have seen it on the justice that we use in our court system, the lady with blindfold over her eyes and the balance in her hand. This symbolizes a scarce supply of food and a rationing and long food lines. That's what that measuring device means. The voice said, a quart of wheat for a day's pay, and 3 quarts of barley for a day's pay, but don't spoil the oil and the wine. A quart of wheat was the amount needed for one person for one day. So people will be living day to day at this time. People with families will be in great distress. 3 quarts of barley for a day's pay symbolizes the need of people. Because barley was given normally, it was used for animal grain. It had low nutrients, but it was cheaper than wheat. So people will be spending all they have for less. Oil and wine were considered to be necessary for cooking and purifying water. But suddenly, these staples will become luxuries that have to be carefully protected. So, let's look at point four, the fourth of the seven seals. A pale horse of death. Pale death are your blanks. The pale horse of death. Its rider is named Death and Hades. This would be the color of a decomposed corpse. When they say it's a pale horse, it's the color of a decomposed corpse when the blood is taken from it. The pale symbolizes terror. God will give this horse, a rider, the ability to bring death on 25% of the world's population. 1/4 of the world's population will die in a world of war and famine. Can you wrap your head around this? 25% of everybody on earth will die in this period of time. These four calamities grow in intensity, and they're leading up to the final judgment of the second coming of Christ. But there is still a limit, because only of the fourth of the world is affected by this. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your kind, loving kindness to give us the ability to understand and look at these four horses and their effects on the planet. As we dig in deeper into Revelations, may your Spirit reveal to us the truths that would help us and encourage us in our walk as we live in these last days. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I lost beyond all measure that he should give his only son to me.